The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And a sunny, sunny good afternoon to everybody here on the beautiful Isle of Vashon. Hey, we're experiencing an incredible, incredible sunny Tuesday afternoon. And thank you for joining us today. This is Adventures in Recovery with yours truly, Tom Walston, having the pleasure of being with you today and every Tuesday at 1:30. You know, we've got an interesting show today. We've got a couple of things we're going to talk about as far as our big event of the year, the up-and-coming Strawberry Festival. And I've got an interesting guest I'm going to introduce to you in just a little bit. But first of all, I want to remind all of you that we are in the process of having the big raffle. You can win a shopping spree that's going to be at Thriftway, and the shopping spree. Can you imagine grabbing a cart and having a whole 3 minutes, I'm pretty sure that's what it is, 3 minutes to whip through that store, grab whatever you can get into that cart, and proceeds are going to really help out Voice of Vashon, as well as all the stuff we do for the community here. And yeah, Vashon Thriftway Shopping Spree. And you could bring up like $2,000 worth of groceries and stuff. So it's a pretty good deal. And raffle tickets are now available. So you want to take advantage of watching for our representatives that are usually right out in front of Thriftway on the weekends. And if you see one of us out there, grab a couple of tickets. There's a couple of special deals they have going on right now. Tickets are actually, $20 a piece? But if you buy four, you get one free. So for $80, you get $100 worth of tickets. So check that out. That could make for a very, very pleasant beginning or midsummer surprise. Don't you think? So why not take advantage and have a little fun with that?
Basket full of sandwiches and wieners, then lock the house.
All right, from Nat King Cole. Boy, that's a flashback, some old school music that for some of us, depending on what your age is, might remember that song, and some of you might not. But it's just kind of a fun summer vibe for what we have ahead of us, which is the Strawberry Festival. I'm so pleased to have with us today a returning guest here on Adventures in Recovery. Once again, we have Tiffany Shira. And Tiffany is the, well, her official title is the Fundraising and Communications Manager, and that's with Vashon Youth and Family Services. So welcome, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to have you here, and I know you keep really busy with Vashon Youth and Family Services, because most of you know we operate by grants and donations.
That's right.
And let me see if I can make sure I have you on the right mic here. So anyway, so tell us about what we have coming up a little bit.
Yeah, so Strawberry Festival this year, lot going on as usual. Starting out the campaign for mayor, we are partnering with Vashon Be Prepared. They actually reached out to us wanting to do something for VYFS. And what we came up with is Fern the Raccoon, their mascot, their fictional mascot, is running for unofficial mayor. And she is raising money to build emergency backpacks for Vashon Kids, which is our out-of-school care program at Chautauqua Elementary. They are currently in their summer session. And Vashon Be Prepared will take the money raised from the mayoral race and put together emergency kits that will go into backpacks that the kids can take home and have in case of an emergency, case of an outage, or case they need to flee or something.
Yeah, in case whatever, you know. Yeah. Plus, it gives a kid a sense of independence, too, when they have their own little stash of stuff that are necessities. You know, if I'm not mistaken, didn't we just have last year, didn't we have a goat running for unofficial mayor? Or
oh, yeah. Maybe, or the year before?
I can't remember. Yeah. Maybe it was the year before, yeah. But it's really kind of a fun event. The unofficial mayor, is there actually, I shouldn't even ask this question because I should know this. Is there an actual mayor of Vashon?
There is not, because we are unincorporated King County. So
okay.
Our mayor is the mayor of all of Seattle area.
And we're hoping that the new mayor is going to be an actual raccoon. Is that correct?
That's right.
With the ultimate goal of raising a lot of funds so these kids can have some emergency kits. And you know what? We haven't really talked that much about Vashon Kids, but that's another community social service that is run by Vashon Youth and Family Services, right?
That is right. Yeah. For, gosh, how many years? Since around 1995, I believe.
Yep. And I know they have a brand new location this year at the Lutheran Church. Is that the same place?
Oh, no. Vashon Kids is
at... Oh, that's Family Place.
Yeah, Family Place. That's a different program. Vashon Kids is located at Chautauqua Elementary. They're in the back where the play area is, and they utilize the lunchroom. But the place you're talking about, Family Place, is another program that we have. And that is at the United Methodist Church.
Methodist Church, that's right. Yeah.
And they have programs for families with little ones 0 to 6. And they also do some Latin outreach. We have an English class for anyone new to the community that's trying to learn English, and lots of other really cool programs that you can see on our website, vyfs.org.
Wow. All sorts of stuff going on. And the thing is we're run entirely by you for your folks' donations.
Yeah, exactly. Donations, and we have a full-time grant writer, and we work with our elected officials to lobby for funds to cover our programs.
So, having said that, Tiffany, how would one be able to contribute in placing their ballot, supposedly, for the raccoon?
Great question. You can go to the Chamber's website. There is a Strawberry Festival tab, and you can click on the mayoral race. And there will also be little donation jars around town, so you can watch for those.
And the winner is determined by?
By the Chamber. Each of us that has a candidate, we add up our funds, and the winner is whoever raises the most money.
Okay, so the goal is you pack those jars and make those donations for Fern the Raccoon, then all that money goes to Vashon Youth and Family Services for the emergency kits for the Vashon kids. And if the contributions are above and beyond any other contributions, and we're not even going to mention the rest of the candidates that are running.
Also some very good candidates.
And honestly, I don't know who they are at this point, but they are out there, so I apologize for not giving people equal time right now. But it would be nice for next year to know that our mayor, Mayor Fern, is the raccoon of the city, of the island.
Yeah.
Makes us all feel safe.
That's right.
So, you know, you guys on the island here, and I'm speaking from experience in seeing all the benefits and all the generous giving. People that live on Vashon certainly have large hearts because the social services that are represented here and the donations that keep coming in are all from people like you. So at the end of the day, when you do a little bit of self-inventory and ask yourself the question, who did you help today? You can respond with an honest answer. You helped some very, very well-needed organizations. So having said that, and I'll tell you what, Tiffany is just a wealth of information today, because another thing that's coming up as a part of the Strawberry Fest is what we know as the Children's Train is back. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Children's Train. So this year, the little red train will lead the kids' parade the morning of Saturday, July 19th. And one of the cars will be filled with a bunch of kids from Vashon Kids. And it will have the VYFS logo on the side, and they will be joined by other cars with other kids, and it'll just be a really fun time.
And isn't that going to be right at the park over here? Or what would be the location of the train?
The train is going to start the kids' parade, so it'll come going north. It'll start coming into town and continue down to Ober Park. And then the train's going to run all day. So if your kids are not in the parade, then you can still let them ride the train. It'll be running all day and all day Sunday as well.
Fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've really gotten back to making Strawberry Festival a lot more family-oriented with a lot more options for the whole family.
Yeah, there's some great stuff. Bungee jumping. And
what?
Batting cage.
Wow.
And so much more.
Well, and the parade is kind of fun, too, because you see all of the participants in the parade, and a lot of them would qualify by getting the bumper stickers, keeping Vashon weird.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've lived on Vashon for 22 years, and I've never been in the parade. This year, I'm going to be in the parade, and it is probably my favorite thing about Strawberry Festival. So I'm a little bit kind of lamenting not getting to watch it, but it'll be fun to do something different this time.
Well, and here's the nice thing about being in a parade. You see it from a totally different perspective. You get to receive all of the love that's being poured out from people waving at you. And just once in a while, you recognize a friend or a client or a colleague and you wave at them. I'll be joining the parade this year.
Yay.
And my only experience in a parade has been in high school. I was in a marching band. And the only time, of course, being from Minnesota, that we'd march in parades would be in the middle of the summertime. And I played the tuba.
Oh.
So when you're wearing a linen uniform with a big hat, lugging around a 40 to 50 pound piece of brass, basically. Yeah, that was a big job for a kid in high school.
Yeah, I'll say.
But I'll tell you one thing, I'll never forget those memories. And I hope to never forget my experience coming up with being in the world famous Vashon Strawberry Festival Parade.
That's right.
And Tiffany will be joining us. And you're going to be seeing a lot of the rest of the staff and crew from Vashon Youth and Family Services that are going to be in the parade as well. Okay, there's a whole lot more going on, and that is the next item on the agenda is the Teen Jam.
Yeah, Teen Jam. This is my favorite thing. Last year was the first time that I put on the youth stage at Strawberry Festival, along with some community partners. And we're going to do it again this year. It's going to be on Friday, July 18, at Pandora's Box. And we have three Vashon youth bands. One of them, who I heard on the radio on the Voice of Vashon last week, and I was blown away.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. It was a young person called Elle. And they sounded like Adele, you know, that really deep kind of bluesy voice. And it was an original song, just delightful. And so Elle will be there. There's a band called Magnolia that will be playing, and another band called Miss Ogeny.
What?
That's right. And these are all Vashon youngsters that are coming out to play and entertain us. And we're looking forward to that. And then rounding out the show, we've invited a youngster called Caspian Coberly, actually not so young anymore, out of Seattle to come and play as the headliner.
Fun.
Yeah.
So we've got some really talented young folks on the island here, and there's no fee to get into the...
It's all free. We got some really generous funding through VARSA and some other grants, and we were able to provide... We're going to be able to provide food and dessert. We're sharing the space with the Rotary Strawberry Shortcake booth.
What?
So they're going to take up half of the parking area, and we're going to have the other half with our stage, and we're going to be able to give the kids strawberry shortcake tickets.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 9.
Or 6 to 9, right down by Pandora's Box,
yeah,
correct?
Right. The actual porch of Pandora's Box will be the stage.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
Wow, all sorts of stuff going on. But wait, there's more. And we talked about the parade a little bit. And let's hear a little bit more about, what are some of the other entries in the parade? Do you know offhand?
Well, we are marching with the Vashon Social Service Network. We did this last year, and it was really fun. Kind of the island social safety net, all of us together. It's a group that meets monthly, and it's the food bank and
grannies probably.
Well, they're not part of this group.
Oh, social services.
Yeah,
okay, they contribute to all the social services.
There's nine members, and then we also have some other partner organizations that participate. So it's a great big group of people, and we get together monthly to talk about what's going on Vashon. What are the needs, and how can we fill those needs in a way that we're not duplicating each other's services, but rather working together. And
so how we can collaborate together for a common cause.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So much stuff going on here. I can't believe it. And like I said before, folks, we are going to be marching in the parade. And Voice of Vashon plays a big role in the parade. I think they even televise it, don't they? And or at least they
I bet they do on the TV station.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So we have people right here from Voice of Vashon right out in front of the radio station here and doing commentary on all the participants in the parade as they go by.
You'll see the food bank folks. They'll be dressed up as fruits and vegetables. We'll be wearing our red T-shirts. And yeah, there's going to be a bunch of us that are going to be making our way up the parade route.
So that's going to be the kind of uniform for the Vashon Youth and Family Services folks. We're all going to be wearing our red T-shirts, right?
That's right.
Cool.
Be part of the heart.
A part of the heart. Okay, so that's the whole connection.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And if I understand, we might be throwing a few treats out to
crowd. A little something up our sleeve.
A little something something there.
Yeah.
Just to embellish a little bit. All right. And then, you know, I hate to admit it, but I have never even been to the Strawberry Fest. Y'all have heard before, I live in Tacoma, so I get to take the ferry to and from work here on the island. But this will be my first year after working on Vashon for the past 6 years, that I'll be able to take advantage and participate with all you folks and see all the fun that I've been missing over the last several years.
Right on.
We had a guest on a couple of weeks ago that they're moving away, but they talked about some of the things they're going to miss the most, and that is the Strawberry Festival.
I love the Strawberry Festival. I just love coming out and seeing my friends and neighbors and listening to the music, and it's just a great vibe.
Well, you know, and Vashon has always been so community-oriented.
Yeah.
People seem to come out of the woodwork when there's events like that, and even on First Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
It's become very popular.
Huge.
Of course, you know, whether it be fortunate or unfortunate, from what I understand, back in the day they had like carnival rides and things like that. But
that's right. Yep.
You know, those days are kind of behind us just because of insurance and liabilities
and
you know.
But this year I'm super impressed. The chamber has really come through with a lot of great things for kids to do. I wish I had the full list, but it is on the chamber's website. And there will be bungee jumping. There will be a fast pitch or slope. I don't know, some kind of baseball pitch thingy at Colvos. A bouncy house and the train and the reptile man.
Oh, the reptile man. Yeah. Tell me about that for a minute, would you?
Well, I don't know much about it, but again, that's on the website, the chamber website. Also, Vashon Events website has everything listed and descriptions.
Nice.
And times as well. What time, what band is playing. And
well, it sounds to me like it's going to be a jam-packed weekend, period.
It always is.
Starting from Friday, going all the way through. So if you're planning on going anywhere off-island, you might as well forget it because the ferries are going to be pretty busy the whole weekend with all the events that are going on.
Yeah, come hang out. Come by our booth. Our booth is going to be located near Pandora's Box.
Oh,
conveniently.
So conveniently right by where the Teen Jam stage is going to be, folks.
Yep.
And you know what? There was, from what I understand, there's no cost for any of these events, right?
No. All the music is free. The Teen Jam is free. Everything is just come out and enjoy.
Come out and enjoy. Well, there's so many other things going on. That's going to be the feature right now for that weekend coming up. It's the weekend Is it the weekend after next or 2 weekends away?
It's 3 weeks away.
Okay.
Yeah. July 18, 19, and 20.
Starting July 18th. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. And can you tell us a little bit about the movie events? I know it's a little early because we're still planning those, but Vashon Youth and Family Services has worked with the Vashon Theater here in being able to actually provide some complimentary movies to the community. And I might be a little bit premature in even talking about this, but I'm really excited about the Tuesday night movie nights that'll be coming up. And I'll be telling you folks more about those as we get more information on those. But that's another service and business on the island that I'm just so impressed with. The theater here is, for a little town like Vashon, to be able to have a place where you can not only see first-run movies, but all of the other special showings that they have of, like, different types of events, from opera to, I don't know, I don't even know where to start with this, but I know that Voice of Vashon had their talent show there last year, and that was a huge success, and what a beautiful, beautiful facility that was. So anyway.
So yeah, the movies are, you know, they're family movies. I think the last one was The Neverending Story. I think Free Willy is on the calendar. And I'm thinking you can find out more about these on the Vashon Theater website. And it should be on our website. But I just looked and it's not, so I guess I have some work to do there.
Well, we got a little ways away then too, right?
That's right.
But the other thing is too that I don't know if people are aware of the fact that if you want to run a certain movie, all of the red tape you have to go through just to be able to get approved.
Oh yeah, it's a lot.
To show a movie because they're all licensed.
Yep.
And even though there might be no charge, so nobody's really making any money off of it, it's just a wonderful community event.
Yeah.
And what a great theater to go in and stay cool on some of these hot summer nights.
Yeah. And they have, I think we had a couple of our counselors stay after one of the movies and they had a great conversation with the crowd.
So after movie discussion.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, folks, there you have it. There's a lot going on. And we're always happy to bring you the current and latest happenings here on Vashon. And we're hoping for a beautiful, beautiful sunny weekend, Strawberry Fest weekend. And, I mean, how could you not have a beautiful day here on Vashon?
That's right.
The sun's always shining. It might be through a few rain clouds once in a while, but it's always shining here on the beautiful island of Vashon. So should we close out with a little bit of parade music here, do you think?
Sure.
Tiffany?
Yeah, come on out and see us in the parade and at our booth at Teen Jam. Vote for Fern the Raccoon.
All sorts of fun stuff.
Great time.
Yeah. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in today. Once again, this is your host, Tom Walston, at Adventures in Recovery, and there's going to be a lot of adventures between now and Strawberry Fest. So be safe out there, have fun, and at the end of the day, don't forget to ask yourself the question, who did I help today? Who did I help today? Stay safe, everybody.
Thanks,
Tom. For tuning in. And thank you, Tiffany.
It's great to be here.